You're a disgrace to the name Devil, son. Lucifer spat as he paced the long dungeon. You had such promise, and then you've thrown it all away. Or at least, you're planning on it. Don't lie to me. I know all. Fox looked up through the blood running down his face, stinging his eyes, and lifted a lip in a sneer. He was 20 years old, young to most, but a grown man to others. And yet the way his father treated him, it was as if he was the adolescent who needed a good scolding. Not that his father had ever acted the caring paternal figure.
You're the actual devil, Dad, Fox said, his voice slightly hoarse from screaming.
Sometimes the screaming helped the pain. Even if it did annoy him, Lucifer enjoyed it so much.
I'm just one of your many sons.
Lucifer rolled his eyes, a gesture that made him look as immature as he acted, then ran a hand over his red horns that stood a foot out from his head, the exact matching pair to Fox's. You're my last son, Fox. The others are either fierce warriors and soul-eaters, or dead. None of them, however, ever chose the path you're looking at. No son of mine will. They all died in battle, or because they were idiots. I won't let you sully my good name. It's time for you to make your choice and eat the souls of humans. Though Fox was chained to a wall in his father's favorite torture room, he didn't feel threatened by the man humans feared more than the things that went bump in the night. Actually, his father was the thing that went bump in the night. Lucifer just wanted Fox to fall into his deadly footsteps, taking souls and becoming dark.